All right, there was an announcement this week of a new partnership called the Food and Agricultural Roadmap for Illinois. We'll call it Farm Illinois, bringing the top ag business economic leaders to develop and advocate for a big strategic plan for Illinois and Chicago to ensure that the state is meeting the 21st century challenge of global food security. The manager of the initiative is Lori Healy, Chief Executive Officer of TUR Partners. First of all, Lori, thanks for being on. We're also joined by Chris Magnuson with Illinois Farm Bureau. Lori, I want to ask you first, though, if you could give us just a little overview. What is TUR Partners, and how did you get involved in something like this on a big ag initiative?
Sure. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this important initiative for the state and the region and the future of the economy in a world that's really rapidly changing. So I'm very fortunate to be the CEO of a great advisory, global advisory company. TUR Partners was started by Mayor Daley when he left being mayor after 22 years in Chicago. I'd worked with him for a number of years, as well as at the state of Illinois, as really sort of the lead person in economic development for both the city and at one point for the state as well. I also have a little bit, just a side note, a little bit of an ag background. I went to college in Kansas at Kansas State and worked for then-Governor John Carlin on ag and water policy issues. So it's always been a real interest of mine, and to have the opportunity now to work with the Farm Bureau and the corporate community, the producers, and the end users, processors all around the state, is a really exciting opportunity to really think about how to position ourselves well for the future.
People that listen to the show know that I'm also a Kansas State grad, and this is completely a coincidence, but we'll have to talk about that a little bit later. We got Auburn coming up on Thursday, so
I know, I saw that.
Back to business, though. First of all, it sounds like you guys are all about strategic partnerships, though, and you know, I guess what's the genesis of this, whether that came from Farm Bureau or it had to start somewhere, I guess, and maybe even in the wind, if possible, but how did this thing develop, and how do you make sure you've got all the right people at the table?
There's been an effort for several years called the Vision for Illinois Agriculture that actually University of Illinois, Illinois Department of Agriculture and Illinois Farm Bureau helped organize and pulled together a number of agribusinesses and universities, et cetera, just looking at how we can position Illinois to be a global leader in agriculture and food and agriculture and had some success with that effort. But as time went on, we recognized that the nature of Illinois is, you know, with the urban center in Chicago and the business community there, is not always as connected I always hate the word downstate, but that's what's referenced as, you know, kind of outside of the area, the more rural parts of the state where agriculture, I think, maybe is more prevalent in terms of people's recognition of its importance to the state's economy. So we made a concerted effort to reach out to the food industry all through the value chain, and also looking at the, you know, working with the Chicago business community, because so many of the opportunities, whether it's transportation infrastructure or research or those types of things, would benefit the entire state, the entire state's economy, and we're just very excited that the Chicago Community Trust recognized the value of that and helped fund this planning effort that made this possible, and all of the participation that we have in terms of leaders around the state, part of the leadership cabinet. We're excited that it can really raise the profile of the importance of food and agriculture to the state of Illinois.
The Vision for Illinois Agriculture that was started, I mean, has laid such great groundwork for this effort to really now move it forward, tie it a little closer to the processing and end user communities up in this part of the state. And I think we're all really committed to making sure that the upstate, downstate kind of perspective is pushed to the side, and everybody really looks at this as one economic engine here, and with a real opportunity for long-term employment growth and an improvement, continued improvement in the economy. So, you know, sort of tying together the really strong production community in the rest of the state and the strong processing community, and then to a lot of the end user companies that, you know, export products all over the world that are headquartered here in Chicago. Our tremendous rail system, our great waterways system, taking a hard look at the restaurant and food, local food production industry as well. You know, we're pretty fortunate. Chicago is really considered one of the great foodie cities in the world right now, and we've got some interesting, great participation from the chef and restaurant level in this as well.
Very good. It's interesting to me, being on the Illinois River, I think of so much of products headed south. Harvest comes around, they get on the barges, and they go down the Illinois River, eventually down to the Gulf of Mexico. So I think of food going south as opposed to going, say, northeast. But I think it's important to remember, well beyond McDonald's is headquartered there, but Chicago as an agricultural area is still a very viable region, not just for investment, but for food production, right?
Absolutely. You know, you've got great companies here. Kraft, Quaker, you know, obviously McDonald's. We've got now Miller Coors is headquartered here. There's, you know, there's some of the big distribution companies, Evans Foods, Reyes Holdings, you know, great companies that have been here for a very, very long time.
So where does one begin with something like this? It seems like there'd be such a long to-do list. You know, how do you even get started to, or do you have a list of priorities necessarily that you are hoping to accomplish?
We've taken a hard look at the council. We've talked amongst sort of the leadership team that's in place, which, you know, Chris is a key part of that, as well as the Community Trust, Searle Foundation, a couple of other folks that have been looking at this for a long time, certainly the Ag School at Illinois. We're going to look at five issue areas. We're going to look at production and supply chain. We want to take a look at issues in international trade and global food security. We're taking a hard look at sustainability and community development, innovation, education, and workforce, and then international markets, global food security.
Delos, I think a key is to look down the road and positioning Illinois in the future. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day challenges we face, but this is meant to be the type of effort that looks several years down the road and how we can, in this ever-evolving kind of industry and consumer tastes and challenges that we face, you know, how can we position Illinois so that we are literally the global leader in food and agriculture?
I think one of the great advantages, you know, where somebody said we're here in the middle of the I states, and the I states switch back and forth over who's the biggest producer from year to year in terms of corn and soybeans. But, you know, you look at it, and it's strong as a region as a whole, but I think what really differentiates Illinois is what we talked about, which is the strengths of the corporate business community on top of the production community. And neither one of the other I states has that to the extent that Illinois has. And I think that's one of the things we really want to capitalize on in this effort.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are there models that you are not necessarily copying but are inspired by or can build upon, or is this a pretty unique initiative here?
I think it's a little bit of both. Being ultimately practical, you never want to actually go out and reinvent the wheel, but I think you want to look at good models, look at things that may be applicable, but you have to really look at them through the lens of Illinois and the Chicago region here. And some states have done some really interesting plans. I think one of the things that we're very focused on in this planning initiative is that at the end of it, that there's an actual implementation roadmap. One of the challenges with plans of all types, and, you know, as a city planner, I was ultimately familiar with that, is you've got to have an implementation roadmap at the end of it to make sure the recommendations, programs, policies have ownership in a certain institution or organization moving forward. Or all you've done is spend a number of months, you know, talking about things and not actually implementing them.
It's interesting for me, too. I think back to the farmer's perspective. Let's say I grow corn every year, and in the fall I take it to Roanoke, and that's that's where it ends, basically. You know, it begins in the field and with soil management and with seed selection. It ends at taking it to the elevator. And so in that way, it's cyclical and it seems like the same, but there is so much more beyond that that has to make sure everything works so that the farmer continues to do what he's been doing all along. Am I thinking the right way there?
You are, DeLawson. You know, I think we're going to see more attention to that this coming year and maybe next few years with the what's expected to be a very large harvest and a lot of supply of corn and soybeans on the market. It makes people think about how are we going to use all of that product, and ultimately comes back to demand, and you've got to be able to ship the product, so you need good transportation. If you're able to utilize it within the state, whether that be through livestock consumption, biofuels, through new types of technology, through food applications that actually just helps retain that economic value within the state, and you multiply it through the processing and the jobs that are created through that, and, you know, on up the list. But even exports create value as well. So I expect there's going to be attention about the demand part for ag products in the coming year that we haven't seen for a while, just because we haven't had this surplus in grain for a few years.
I want to ask a similar question too. Being an election year, you hear all that's good or bad about the state, and we know that there have been some economic challenges. Can this become a beacon of sorts? I think of agriculture as a shining light in the state, not only in the country as well as in the state. Can this be a roadmap for other industries too, where that can really be some development and some growth in Illinois in a lot of different ways beyond agriculture? There's so many folks, like a million workers or so in Illinois are tied to agriculture, but can this be used for other industries too, do you think?
It can be. I'll be a little bit selfish since I work for Farm Bureau. What I really think there needs to be a recognition in the state of just how important agriculture and food is to our future in terms of job growth. And if you're going to invest trying to build jobs, why not invest in what we're already really good at in food and agriculture and stay ahead of the curve and creating more jobs and you know, there's so many strengths that Illinois has in terms of great soils, what Lori alluded to earlier with the strong business community. We've got this great transportation system. We don't have a water problem. We have available water. So, but we frankly, at least in the agriculture community, our view is we don't always fully take advantage of those opportunities to their full extent, and one of the challenges sometimes is our business climate, and we think there's some impediments to that. Just being candid, the state's fiscal condition can be a factor. We rate very low in terms of investment in agricultural research, even though we're third or fourth largest agriculture state in the country. We're way down the list. We're one of the lowest in the Midwest in terms of state support for agriculture research. There's things we could do better, and we would hope elected officials would recognize that it takes investment to then generate the results that you want to achieve, and you should be looking at that investment in the food and agriculture area.
You know, just to kind of build on what Chris just said, since we've started to get a little press about this initiative, I have gotten, and I know Chris has gotten as well, numerous calls from individuals who are very anxious to participate in this effort. I was just a couple of minutes late hopping on because I was on with the president of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, who asked to join the Leadership Council as they have just set up an agribusiness committee within the Chicagoland Chamber, which I think is a really good sign that they recognize the importance of this, you know, set of industries to the future of the regional economy as well as the statewide economy. So that's a really exciting sign, I think, that people are waking up and coming together on this.
That's neat. You think about the old Chicago Stockyards, for example, and plus with the CME Group, maybe in some ways what's old is new again. So yeah, that is promising to hear. So are there timelines? You know, would there be a point where where someone, whether it's in Peoria or whatever part of Illinois, where they would say, oh, you know, that's an initiative, or that comes from Farm Illinois, you know, are you hoping that that can be accomplished soon, or, you know, how realistic can you be in that kind of, those kind of goals?
Well, you know, right now, Chris, you can jump in here too, but I think initially when this got off the ground in the spring, they were kind of hoping to try to wrap up something by January, but I think we all took a step back and said, you know, that's probably pretty aggressive. We want to make sure that we have good participation statewide, that we have all parts of the state represented in this effort, and we recognize that there's, you know, some travel constraints, and we have to plan, you know, meetings in different locations. So right now we're targeting mid-April for the release of a report. You know, that's a good time in Illinois. That's when the legislative session starts dealing with substantive issues. You know, leadership issues will have been sorted out by that time, you know, we just feel like, you know, going into the spring is a good time to really release that report. I'm also happy today that we just snapped up the URLs, www.farmillinois and farmill.org, so we're going to start a marketing campaign around it, and hopefully there'll be great identification on a statewide basis over the next several months.
Okay, very good. Chris, anything you'd like to add, too, for Farm Bureau side?
We're just excited about the level of interest that's been generated. Lori alluded to the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce coming on board, and we're excited about that. You know, to be honest, we met with them a year or so ago, and I'm not sure they quite saw the connection to food and agriculture, and obviously through the good work Lori's done and the momentum that we've gained already in just announcing this, the light bulb's kind of going on that, yes, you know, this can relate to the economic development even in urban areas, and I think that benefits the entire state, including farmers, because if we have the agribusinesses, the processors, et cetera, located near us, that just benefits farmers. We need good talent in the agriculture fields, from scientists to, you know, all levels, technicians that work on the equipment, on down the list, to be able to work in the agriculture field. So we're just very excited about the possibilities of this effort.
Very good. Lori, Chris, thanks so much. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Lori Healy, Chief Executive Officer of TUR Partners and a Kansas State grad. That just made my morning. Also on the program with us was Chris Magnuson with Illinois Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau will have a major role in this as well. It's called Farm Illinois, the Food and Agricultural Roadmap for Illinois. It'll bring a lot of folks together to talk about strategic plans and to keep Illinois a center and a very important center for agriculture in the years and decades ahead. We'll talk more about this, I would imagine, come December when Illinois Farm Bureau has its annual meeting. It will be in Chicago. Originally it was set for St. Louis, but it will be in Chicago. So while we're up there, we'll talk about Farm Illinois some more later in the year. Stay tuned. We'll have more next on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. And 1290WIRL.com.